Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. As we're beginning, I just want to be really authentic here and say I have a splitting headache, and I think it's from some stress I'm holding in my body and my energy. So I'm going to start by taking my own advice and using a tool from my energy emergency toolkit. And it's something you can download for free on my site, openlivenow.com. So let me think of what I can do on the air. I've already lit a candle and I'm looking outside at this beautiful tree, and that helps. So how about if we all just take a breath together? Let's start with an exhale, making room for a bigger inhale. An inhale. It feels better. So let's all just tense our shoulders, lift them up really high. Just squeeze your shoulders, lift them up to your ears, really squeeze them. Feel the tension, just feel it. And then let it go. Okay, I'm a lot more in my body now. There, I can feel it. I'm in my body. It's really great to be with all of you here. It's a really beautiful blue sky day on the Oregon coast, and I'm looking forward to talking with our guest today. So how would your life be if you were no longer caught in the grip of loneliness, drama, boredom, overwhelm, or other really unpleasant ways of being stuck? Our guest today, Tambra Hark, tells us how to break free of these limits in her newly released book, Sacred Truths, An Unveiled Path to an Abundance of Joy, Meaning, and Love. Tambra is a spiritual teacher, speaker, author, and host of Joy of Love and Life Radio. For over 30 years, Tambra's been guiding people to translate the desires of their souls into tangible real-life experiences while seeing their everyday lives as an integral expression of their spirituality. She's led thousands of people along their spiritual journey and in personal growth to discover an abundance of joy, meaning, and love in their lives. She's a developer of the new art and science of soulful living, a system for soul-level transformation. Tambra brings a wealth of wisdom and intuition to everything she does. Today, she's going to share the three energy channels of well-being. It's something that's in her book, which I was reading today, sitting in the grass. I took a moment to do that, and just reading her book brought a really sweet feeling, which I appreciate. Grace and freedom are available to each one of us as we open to and clear our channels of well-being. So many of us have forgotten or not yet experienced how to do this. So stay with us on the show today and find your way back to well-being now. Let's welcome our guest, Tambra Hark, to Opening to Ecstasy. Hello, Tambra.
Hello. This is fun.
Yeah, it's fun to hear your voice. I've been seeing you on Facebook for months.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice too, and you have such a great presence on your show.
Well, thank you. If you knew me in real life, I have a great presence in real life too. I've been working on it a long time.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes, choosing to show up over and over and over, even when it hurts, and it also feels really, really wonderful. It's interesting how if we avoid a little pain sometimes, we end up missing out on great pleasures and causing ourselves actually a lot more pain in the long run. And I'm grateful that I discovered that process young of opening up to what I was experiencing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Actually, I know you do. I've read your book.
Yeah.
So, Tambra, you write that there is currently a collective call inviting us to awaken to our individual grace and to bring joy, meaning, and love to life through our service. Can you say more about this collective call?
Isn't that just I love that phrase, that collective cultural call. I think I was maybe 10 years old. I have this vague memory of standing at the kitchen window of our family home and overlooking the sink. And for some reason, who knows why, but there's a moment of memory linked to standing at that kitchen window. And kind of, I had the point, it's hard to talk about because it's so ethereal in a way, and it was so real at the same time. So I was looking out the window and I got this very clear kind of message or understanding that the world would change significantly during the course of my lifetime and that I would in some way be a part of what that change would be. I had no idea what that meant. And over the years that passed, I, forgot it and remembered it. And in the last, I'd say in the last 10 years, I've noticed so many people having sudden awakenings. We used to just call them aha moments or, epiphanies, but they're sustainable now in a way that hadn't been for the most part before, and sustainable for more people. So what I started to notice, especially as I was writing the book, was how do we talk about what this is? How do we talk about that the world is changing, but it's not just the circumstances of the world. It's not just that we have, breakdown in business and finance and governments and, distrust and yada, yada, yada. But it's really that the change that's happening is so calling humankind into evolving from a duality, from a me first, and if I win, you lose, vice versa point of view, to we're all here together and we are connected. And whether you're halfway around the world or you're next door or you're in my house, everything that I do and am and think and say has an effect in some way on you. And everything you in turn do, act, say, has an effect on me because we cannot be not connected. That's kind of an odd way to say it, but we
It's
cannot be not
not
connected.
odd at all. That's beautifully said. I love hearing you speak about that. I know very well what you're talking about, and it's exciting to hear you speaking about it and that we're talking about it on air. I've been feeling that calling throughout my life, and certainly it's getting stronger and stronger. And I'm finally, responding. I've been scared a lot of my life and running away from it. But I've been finally saying yes, and I'm so grateful that I'm practicing bravery these days.
Yeah, that practice of courage is so essential, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. And it's fun too. It's a lot more fun than running away after you get
Yeah.
over that first,
Exactly.
initial. Yeah, I one time I thought I want to get over my fear of heights and jumping in water. So I went to this rock that all these teenage boys would jump off of, and it was 100 feet higher. And I snorkeled around and looked and made sure there's no rocks, even though I'd seen all these kids doing it. And I stood up there and I was so terrified. I was trembling all over and my body was shaking out of control. And I kept waiting to feel less afraid. And I thought, when I get less scared, I'm going to jump. And I noticed that I didn't get less scared, that my mind just kept going and going and going and making it actually more and more difficult. And finally, I just had to make myself jump off. And since then, that's been a reminder to me when I'm terrified that it doesn't help to just stand there with the fear, that it's better to just jump if you know that you need to jump to just go.
Yeah. I've never jumped off a cliff.
Well, I did it that one time and I haven't done it again, but metaphorically it's helped me in my life to remember, okay, you're not going to get less scared by standing here in the
Right.
fear. That
Yeah.
the only way to get less scared is to just do it and find out that it's okay and it's actually fun.
Yeah, and that, perhaps you won't die.
Yes, I didn't die, obviously.
Because really, we might say we're afraid of dying, but usually we're in my point of view, most people who are experiencing fear in the way that it stops them from living a life they love, it's that they've, and I've been there at times, like there's parts of my life I'd say that I'm always in that state, but there's a difference between there's a difference between the point of view that says there's something I want, but I'm afraid, and so I won't do anything about it.
Yes.
And, that's just giving over all of your innate power to this thing called fear, which is
Yes.
only an emotion.
Yes, and we have given it a lot of power. And on that note, I'm going to need to take a break. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, Tambra will continue by talking to us about the three channels of well-being. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this, and we'll be right back.
What if being lucky wasn't some random circumstance? What if you were actually the generator of luck in your life? Aquamantra believes you are, which is why they created I Am Lucky Premium Natural Spring Water to remind you to say the mantra with every delicious sip and own the possibility that you truly are lucky. Pick up your case of I Am Lucky water at aquamantra.com/I Am Lucky. Now available in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for you, lucky for our planet.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Discover why researchers are investing time and money in an attempt to explain reconnective healing and how you too can master this extraordinary work. Reconnective healing is a globally recognized new level of healing and has been documented in 6 books to date. Join Eric Pearl in Los Angeles for the Level 1 and 2 Reconnective Healing Seminar, October 1st through the 3rd. These seminars will teach you mastery beyond anything you've ever read about, thought about, or dreamed about. To register, visit thereconnection.com.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now 2 sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. That's OpenLivenow, openlivenow.com. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments. You can find my contact information on the site, openlivenow.com. My guest today is spiritual teacher, healer, and author Tambra Hark. Our topic, the three energy channels of well-being. I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Tambra, so could you give your contact information?
Sure. You know, the best way is probably on my main website, which is TambraHark.com. My name's spelled a little unusually. It's TambraHark.com. And you can find everything. You can find my book and my radio show from that site.
Great. And if anyone didn't get the spelling, they can link to my site, Open Live Now, and I have your information on that site also. And there's a live link connecting straight to your page and to your book information.
Right.
So tell us about the three channels of well-being. And first of all, how did you discover them?
Well, you know, I was in meditation before yoga practice not too long ago, actually. It was shortly before I started to write this book. And I had what I would consider divine inspiration. I'm sure everybody listening has had something that felt like, however you felt it, you've had an experience like this. I have no doubt that every single
yes.
one of us had it. And I know for sure you have, Lynette. And so I was in this meditation, and I seemed to get this very clear, like, stream of information and understanding. And essentially, what it told me was that when any one of us is out of, I'm going to say alignment, with one of three, what I now call channels of energy, then that is what causes all of the upset, distress, loneliness, angst, overeating, sorrow, like all those things that we, you know, could put into the, gee, I don't like life when it's this list.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All of those are in, they come about as experiences because we have let go of, somehow, our open channels to divinity, vitality, or true desire. Those three channels, divinity, you might think of it as your essence or your soul or your direct connection to the divine. And vitality both means your physical, literally your body, but also your energy bodies, your subtle body. So your aura, your chakra system, your complete experience of vitality through your body. And true desire, the short definition of true desire is that there's a resonance that you carry, your soul carries a particular resonance that when it gets vibrated, you can really tell what you really want. Not what you want because it's popular or somebody else has it and you're jealous or, you know, but what you, or you think you can get it, that's actually one of the most painful ones for me to watch people say, oh, well, that's what I want because I think I can actually get it. No, like your real, true soul-level desire, that's what I mean by true desire. And when those three channels are all clear and connected and you are consciously engaging life with your divinity intact, with your vitality vibrant, and your true desire as your compass, there is no sorrow, there is no loneliness, there is no depression. And I think the only one that I'm personally stretched to say, but the information keeps telling me it's true, is that there also is no illness. And I personally haven't, I haven't equalized that in my own experience. But I think these are powerful, and I'd love to explore them with you in a way that makes them more real for you.
That sounds great. That was actually where I was wanting to go with this. I was like, those sound fabulous, but I wanted to make them, you know, more down to earth, real, like some actual steps, like take an actual person and say, okay, what exactly do you do to be connected to these three channels and clear them?
Right. So, you know, I found that as I've been talking about this, you know, since the book came out, that if we choose one, we can really give a deeper understanding. So I wonder, for you, Lynette, sorry to put you on the spot, is there one that feels like you're more drawn to it, the divinity, vitality, or desire?
Yeah, I'd say divinity in this moment. You know, there's certainly all three of them interest me, but divinity to start with, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, great. So there's what I consider an embodied expression of each of the channels, and the embodied expression of divinity or source or essence. Like, you know, it's difficult because we have to choose words to be able to speak, and then words sometimes get truncated to mean something. So let divinity mean however it is for you, that the embodied expression of it, as I personally experience, is that it's a shaft of light energy that moves in two directions, from above my head to down below my feet, and up from the earth beyond the crown of my head. So these two bodies of energy moving, swirling like ribbons, intertwined, moving through my being and connecting me to the cosmos and to the earth, to all of life. So there's that very, I'm really connected to the divine experience in your body. And if you don't know this experience, then we're going to share some things that will help you find what it is in your body, how you have an embodied expression of it.
Great. And when you say you, are you talking about me personally, or you?
I actually meant your audience. But I wonder, like, I'm sure you have an experience, I bet, of how it is in your body. How do you experience it?
Well, I was wondering that when you were, when you were asking, because I was trying to think of, you know, listeners and going, okay, I don't know how many people have experienced a shaft of light in that particular way. I know what you're talking about, and I can feel that when I envision it, but I feel something more in my heart. I feel this huge expansion of light in my heart that expands out to the whole universe. That's how I experience it in my body, is this expandedness that connects me, that goes out, you know, starts in my chest and goes out beyond the universe. But I don't know, you know, what other people are experiencing. My friends, I'll think I'm a little wacky, I think, but so I'm not sure if my experience is helping it be more grounded for other people.
No, I think that what you're talking about is absolutely a great example, because we're each so unique that we have our very individual translations and experiences of each of these channels. So as you were saying that, it occurred to me that I've known people that their experience of when they're really tapped into the divine is through their forehead. You know, like some others feel it really low in their belly, and it feels like a rumbling connection. Like, I don't know, it's not my personal experience, but they, you know, I've had clients and people in retreats with me talk about it, where they just feel this sense of like almost like the world lives inside their belly.
Yes.
Like that kind of liveliness. And so we can each experience it differently in our bodies. And then the second area, because sometimes people have a harder time feeling it through the body, the second area that I'd like to offer is that it can be through perspective. So, you know, there are words and feelings and statements or ideas that come, that are common or, I don't know if common is quite the right way to say it, but there's a commonality in the way that people tend to experience divine as perspective. And an example of a few of those would be that if you were to say out loud, and if you're listening to the show, and maybe you want to even try this on with me, Lynette, if we could say out loud some of these statements and just notice what happens as you say them. So they're not really affirmations. They are statements of divinity. So we'll try a few and see what it feels like.
Okay, we can do like one before the break.
Okay, great. So let's do, the universe is friendly to me and only wants the best for me.
The universe is friendly to me and only wants the best for me. I like that. That feels really good. And I can feel that feeling in my chest that I described when I say that.
Excellent.
So the universe is friendly to me and only wants the best for me.
Yes. And so when we can say and feel and know that as truth, then we are, that's an indication that this channel of divinity is connected and flowing.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break. So I'm Lynette McKenzie. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Radio for Your Body and Soul. When we return, we're going to ask Tambra more about how to really connect with this channel of divinity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, Radio for Your Body and Soul. We've been talking today with Tambra Hark, author of Sacred Truths, An Unveiled Path to an Abundance of Joy, Meaning, and Love. We've been talking about the three energy channels of well-being, and we were talking about the channel of divinity. And in Tambra's book, she mentions that she goes into detail, actually, about when you're not connected to the channel of divinity, that you have these adverse experiences. So could you tell us about that and about some of your work with people who aren't able to connect with the divinity?
Absolutely. So, you know, when we were talking about it earlier, I was saying it, you know, like, oh, but this is so natural. We all feel this way. And it is natural. This is our natural state. However, most of us have forgotten it and have disconnected from how natural and free and engaging this feeling is. So an example is of a woman that I worked with actually just earlier this year who came to me, and she was saying that she was so upset. 4 years ago, she had a bad breakup in her business. It wasn't a personal relationship breakup. It was a business breakup. But it didn't make it any better. It still was hard for her. And 4 years later, she was still feeling like she was kind of like, you know, she'd start to get stronger and capable, but then, bam, she'd land on her butt again. And, I mean, it was really kind of jack-in-the-box, you know, like those toys. Like, she'd be like, all right, I'm getting stronger, I'm getting stronger, I'm standing up, and then, boom, somebody'd shut the lid again. And when we were working together, what we found was that she was really, she was feeling so hurt by this breakup and by the way that her business colleague behaved, that she kept dwelling on it. Like, really, I mean, it was painful to hear how much more pain she was creating, because she kept dwelling on what he did. And he did this, and, oh, that reminds me about how he did this. And what she'd forgotten in that four-year window was that she's not alone. So, you know, what I would say to really, if I got it right down to the essence of what this energy channel is, it's that you're not alone. In any way, you're not alone. So it was surprising, because I'm trying to remember the details of how it was exactly that she just suddenly snapped out of it. Like, and it was like in a moment, she just immediately was transformed and never went back. And what happened was she got aligned with this channel. And so it's not about looking for what's wrong and how do I find the answer and, you know, what clearing do I have to do and what are the problems that, you know, who did me wrong kind of stuff. You don't have to go down that road. You can actually just move toward what brings you the connection. And so an example of some of the ways you could attune yourself with divinity or essence or source or God, however you want to use that word, is you could commune with nature. So, Lynette, you were talking about laying out on the grass earlier today. That's a beautiful way to connect to the divine, you know, watch the blue sky or the clouds move by, or feel the earth beneath your body. You could journal as if you were talking to God or to the universe or to source, whatever the words are that you would use. And let your imagination kind of play with it, and let, as if you could, let God write back to you on your journal. You could also set an altar. And altars don't have to be religious, although they certainly can be. And they don't have to be complex. There might be one thing that has you remember that you're not alone, that there's an energy, a source, a power that's bigger than you and supports you, and you're part of it. And maybe there's an image, like I was seeing when you were talking earlier, Lynette, about the feeling you had in your heart and your chest when you feel the divine. I was picturing a sun. And I don't know if that's how it feels for you, but if it did, you could have, you know, a photograph of a beautiful sun sitting right on the horizon, for instance. And that could be your altar, just that photograph. It doesn't have to be complex. And then you could be like me and have your whole house be an altar.
My house is a little more like that. The whole thing feels like an altar.
And another, like one of the most powerful ways that, actually the two most powerful ways I could say to really bring your experience more into the divine is to meditate and to pray. And to pray with praise, not woe is me, life done me wrong. But really, you know, because like who'd want to answer that prayer, right? So you pray knowing and believing and trusting that life's got your back, that there is a divine purpose under, you know, playing out, and that you are not alone. And you pray from that. And it might be praying from saying, I don't see how I'm alone. I don't see how I'm supported. Can you show me? Let me see the sign that I'm supported. So yes, are those helpful?
Yeah, I've found in my own experience that the willingness, the intention, the choice is the place to start. There have been times in my life that I've known that I needed to connect to divinity or love in a situation where it felt absolutely impossible, but setting that intention and just not letting anything push me off of that intention, and usually just even a gentle intention is enough, but there have been times I've had to be, you know, fierce in my intention, and it's just that one step, and then it all changes and opens up, just starting by breathing into my heart, feeling my heart, and saying yes to, even if it's difficult, you know, saying yes to love, even in a moment where I want to close off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because love is actually easy. Love is already there, and it's easy to feel love, except as you have any rejection of it, which is, so I remembered what it was that Brenda, the woman I was telling the story about with the breakup, one of the things that Brenda did was, she realized in a moment that it was holding on to her reaction to what had happened that continued to have her be in pain. Right?
What do you mean by holding on to her reaction?
So instead of stepping back and saying, oh, those were the circumstances and time is, you know, it's over, instead she was holding on to and repeating that she was hurt. Her reaction was she was hurt. So she kept saying, he hurt me. He was inconsiderate. He did this, he did that. So she was holding on to her reaction of being hurt, of being the victim, of being somehow slighted. And in the holding on to the reaction, she continued to suffer. When she realized that, she let go of it completely. Like, there was no reason to hold on to the reaction anymore. She could just say, oh, those were the circumstances. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm a body story expert, and in the body story work, I found that, you know, we all have these wounds, and we end up closing off our heart and living in reaction to the wound. That the thing that we're repressing and what isn't healed ends up running our life, and we're making our decisions, our choices, and having unconscious programming, you know, affecting our business, our relationships, everything, and we're not aware of it. But when you heal that wound, it actually turns into a gift. It actually turns into this powerful platform you can launch your life from, instead of something that's limiting you. Mm-hmm. And part of it is letting go of the attachment to the story. Like, her story would be her reaction.
Exactly. Her story was around how she was somehow victimized by him and how hurt she was. And so here's what's amazing is that when she realized this and let go, what was right on the other side, like in a moment, right? Like we were talking about epiphanies earlier, like in a moment, she realized, wait a minute, I'm infinite. I create my life. And if I hold on to, you know, he done me wrong stuff, then I'm creating that I'm a victim. Well, that's not true. And this is a woman who was very powerful and very successful in business. But in those 4 years, she stopped getting clients.
Yes.
Like, wouldn't work with her, right?
Yes.
But it was all energetic. Nobody was knowing that she was feeling slighted. Within a couple of days of this private session, she immediately started getting phone calls from former business partners and from former clients saying, we have a project we want to bring you in on. I mean, instantly. And they didn't know they'd done this clearing. They just, the energy doesn't actually have to get traced back to a certain event. And now, 6 months later, she's packing up her house, actually, as we speak. She's got movers coming next week, and she's moving 5 states away. She's decided to take an adventure that she's always wanted to do. So she stopped being a victim to her online.
That's wonderful. It's amazing how seductive it is to be a victim, and yet it never brings us what we really want.
Never. Never.
Yes, that's true. And then it's this cycle that gets repeated, you know, once you get seduced by it, you kind of get locked into it and keep going round until you get out. And that's a great news.
Yeah.
You can get out in any moment with one choice, you know, one breath, one moment of consciousness, one moment of, as you say, opening your channel to divinity. And we're going to take a break. Is there one more sentence you want to say before we go to our third and final break?
No, that was beautiful.
It's really wonderful talking with you, Tambra. Well, actually, before we take a break, could you give your contact information one more time?
Sure. It's my website is tambrahark.com, and it's spelled TAMBRAHARCK.com.
Great. This is Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette. Going on a quick break, and when we return, we'll get back to talking about clearing our channels. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution, the Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you ever get frazzled? You find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emer Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Transformation Talk Radio on Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back. We're on Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we've been talking today with spiritual healer, teacher, and author and radio host Tambra Hark. We've been discussing the three energy channels of being from Tambra's book, Sacred Truths, An Unveiled Path to an Abundance of Joy, Meaning, and Love. So Tambra, what are the symptoms that people have when they're not connected to these channels so they could, you know, hear those and get an idea of, you know, if you're talking about them? and what are some simple steps that people can take to clear the channels, something they could take away, you know, today?
Okay, great. I'm going to give a couple examples of ways you'll notice that these channels are not healthy. They're not doing you well. You have a lot of indecision or self-doubt, or you believe that you're all on your own, and you say things like, I have to do everything by myself. Can't you just hear it? Can you hear that? Feel that one? You perceive maybe that God doesn't love you. Or here's a complete shift. If you are gossiping or watching kind of soap opera-like shows because they give you a sense of a rush by watching people behave badly with each other. Or you start arguments or you keep them going. That one's a real big one. A lot of people don't realize how much they keep arguments going that one's big. working to exhaustion.
I'm guilty there. don't let my son hear that. He's always on me about that.
Really?
Yes.
Neglecting
he's 11 and he's always lecturing me about that.
Is he? And he's 11?
Yes, he's just turned 11.
You need him in your life. He'll be your messenger of vitality because that one fits under the that channel. Another one under that channel that I feel called to say is that you are always seeking approval from other people. Am I doing this right? Do they like it? Am I getting validated by somebody else? Those are some ways that you can tell that you're not, how these channels aren't connected and whole and flowing. A few other ways, you're always saying things like, but I don't know what I want. And I say it with that tone of voice, and I know I'm a little whiny, but that's usually how people say it. So if you hear yourself saying it that way, you know what you want. You do. Only you can know what you want. Another is defending your weaknesses or incompetence. Ooh, that one's tough, right? But I can't. I grew up in a household that knew fill in the blank. Feeling envious, jealous, or covetous. All of those are really good icky indications that these three, at least one of these energy channels is cloudy or you're disconnected from your highest good. And generally, when any of those things are going on, life feels kind of mediocre in PSA. I like to call it living in Mediocreville. I'm not used to corny. You're living in Mediocreville. And
instead of Margaritaville.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
wasting away again in Mediocreville.
Yeah, well, you are, exactly. Wasting away again. That's so funny. Oh, we could make a new song.
Yes.
Oh, thanks for that. And that as you turn your attention to, and whichever, like you don't take the whole laundry list of what's wrong with me. That's not what this is about. Is you've noticed one thing, like maybe I just said something that you know, like, meh, gotcha a little bit, like working to exhaustion, right? And, you know, you contemplate, gee, I wonder what working to exhaustion fits under, which channel? Is it divinity, vitality, or true desire? And then you notice, you know, which one of those, because in the book it fits one in particular, but for each of us individually we might have it under all three, right? Or it might land under a different one than I've listed it as. So you notice, when I'm working to exhaustion, what is it that I'm not wanting to experience? What is it that I'm substituting? Because really, when we're doing things like overeating or working to exhaustion or gossiping, all of those are examples of trying to fill something that with an external behavior, trying to fill it up, like try to fill your experience of life. But your experience of life is that you are vital already. You are alive. You have an energy system. Your whole body is awake and vibrant. And when you're doing those other things, you've turned off from feeling your own body. You've lost the sense of connection to your vitality. So none of these channels are intended to suggest to you that you're doing anything wrong. Any way that you notice an adverse experience, when you know, like any of those things that we've talked about, it's an indication that, oh, I could hone this channel a little better. I could get a little more connected. I could just turn a behavior around a tiny bit. And you start to notice that the shift happens, just like Brenda did with her breakup. Like, she stopped thinking about herself as being, you know, victimized by that bad man, right?
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Earlier you said you didn't want to put me on the spot, and I'm actually okay with being on the spot in the sense of other people getting an example of, you know, an example of something that's going to help them. Mm-hmm. So as you're saying this, it sounds clear to my mind, but I'm wanting to get it in my body. Right. So let's just take are you okay with taking my example and
absolutely
helping me through the process quickly here?
Yeah. So here's a list of, I call them soul level attunements. So since working to exhaustion is the one that you felt it, and your son's been pointing it out, here
yes.
are some of the attunements. I'm going to offer you a couple and see which one feels right. Practice gratitude and appreciation. Ask yourself, what am I, I think this might be the one, Lynette. ask yourself, what am I hungry for? And this, listen quietly from inside. Listen for the answers under the surface. I have a feeling that might be the one.
And the question you asked before also, like, what am I not wanting to feel? I felt that too, both of those questions. I felt like a burning in my heart. And I mean, honestly, it makes me feel a little vulnerable because I can tell it's information, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm going, oh my gosh, where do I want to open up to new information right in this mm-hmm. moment? And, you know, I actually always want to open up to new information if it's the mm-hmm. truth. But I definitely feel something there, you know, like a sense of like I'm running from something, a sense of trying to be on top of things and feeling, you know, like a belief that I'm not supported, like I have to do it myself, which is just, you know, ridiculous. Really, I know better than that. So ask me the question again.
What are you hungry for?
I am hungry for life and love and living full out. That's what I'm hungry for.
Yeah.
And I'm very hungry for it, actually.
How do you know that experience in your body? Even in your imagination?
Oh, as soon as you said it, I felt my canines get longer and I could feel a sensation in my mouth and in my heart and in my stomach and even like claws. I felt like a hungry animal. I should really admit that, I suppose.
No, I think it's great. We all have this. Like, you know, you have an 11-year-old son. I bet when he was 2 and 3 years old, he crawled around on the floor acting like a tiger, right?
Oh, we probably still do that.
Yeah. And so that's the image that comes to me. So you know, it might freak some people out, and I don't mind. and it's freaked me out when I've known that I'm the one who needs to get on the floor and crawl like a tiger. But given the experience you just expressed, my suggestion then would be that you do just that. You do something that gets your body to act like that. So act like you have claws and that you have long teeth and you know, you can bite
right.
something. Brr,
okay.
Right?
All right. I can do that.
Body.
And
yeah.
we are at the end of our show.
Oh, wow.
So I want to tell everybody to look up Tambra Hark, TambraHark.com. She's wonderful at working with people. She's got a radio show. She's got a wonderful book out. You'll find all of that on her site. Thank you so much, Tambra, for being on the show today. And thank you so much to all of our listeners. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. Please join me every Friday at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, my friend and colleague Umwa Luna and I will be sharing how to harness your sexual energy to heal your life and fuel your business. You don't want to miss this show. I'll be practicing my tiger in between. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.